Welcome to Taking Healthcare by Storm, Industry Insights, the podcast that delves into the captivating intersection of innovation, science, compassion, and care. In each episode, Quality Insights Medical Director Dr. Jean Storm will have the privilege of engaging with leading experts across diverse fields, including dietitians, pharmacists, and brave patients navigating their own healthcare journeys. Our mission is to bring you the best healthcare insights, drawing from the expertise of professionals across West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and the nation. Subscribe now, and together, we can take healthcare by storm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Taking Healthcare by Storm. I am the medical director at Quality Insights, Dr. Jean Storm, and I am so happy that you're all joining us today. Today is we're talking about a subject that I've had to deal with for a very long time in my professional career as an internal medicine physician dealing with chronic disease. And I'm sure this disease has affected many of you out there listening or many of your loved ones. So I am very excited to be joined with Christopher Ewan today from Janssen Pharmaceuticals. Christopher, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Dr. Stone. I appreciate it.
I'm so glad you joined us. So can you tell us about your background and your education?
Sure. So my background is I was a geriatric pharmacist for a little over a dozen years. And I mainly practice in long-term care facilities and also acute care hospitals. And I transition into my current role now, which is associate director of cardiovascular health equity at Janssen Pharmaceuticals, which is a part of Johnson & Johnson. And I've been in this role for a little over a year now.
Excellent. And I know we have a lot of listeners who are working in long-term care facilities, and long-term care is near and dear to their heart. So, I'm sure, you're going to be talking close to those subjects. So what is your current role then at Janssen?
So my current role is I'm the associate director for cardiovascular health equity at Janssen, and which is part of Johnson & Johnson. And what we try to do is we try to educate, and we try to have research, and we also try to make sure that we're looking at different healthcare disparities within the cardiovascular world, and we're trying to see how we can improve care for the general public.
So very important. I know, sometimes those individuals with healthcare disparities kind of are outlying. So we kind of miss those in our general approaches. So it's really wonderful that you're focusing on those areas of healthcare. So how did you arrive at the position you are in now?
Dr. Storm, how much time do we have? No, I think this is something that I'm so glad that you've asked, because I feel like when I look back in my career, I think there's been so many times that I've looked at from either growing up in the New York State area or going into different hospitals in New York or different nursing homes in my current state of Connecticut, and I've noticed so many different changes in healthcare. And one of the things that I always have seen is healthcare disparities, but I really never knew that name. And I think within recent years, there's been a large movement with a lot of medical societies, but also within J&J, Johnson & Johnson has pledged over $100 million over 5 years to try to eliminate healthcare disparities. And that's called Our Race to Health Equity. And I was lucky enough to be at Johnson & Johnson at the time when the current position opened up. And I think that was something that I've always had a real appreciation for, whether it's discussing, diversity and inclusion or equity within the workplace, or talking about that within the medical community. I think it's always been very, very important for us. So I'm actually grateful that the company has the eye on healthcare disparities, because that's something that has been around for a while. But I think up until recently, a lot of different entities haven't really gone into detail of how we can actually eliminate these healthcare disparities.
Yeah, and I think with the COVID pandemic, it really highlighted those individuals who are affected by these disparities because they typically had worse health outcomes. So the work is so very important. So let's go to basics. Can you tell us what is peripheral artery disease?
Yes, Dr. Storm. So peripheral artery disease, or you know, we can refer to it as PAD, is a pretty serious and often underdiagnosed cardiovascular condition. So it's mainly caused by blood vessels narrowing, and therefore it reduces the blood flow to the arms and legs, and most often the legs. And this is done by atherosclerosis, or the buildup of plaque or blood clots around the area. And it's estimated that about up to 12 million Americans are affected by PAD.
Wow, that's a large number of individuals being affected, and maybe a lot don't know that they're actually affected. So what are the risk factors and symptoms of peripheral artery disease to give our listeners an idea of what they should be looking for?
Yes. So, you know, some of the risk factors that we think about, and this probably aligns to a lot of the general practitioners or the internists or other practitioners that have seen coronary artery disease or other cardiovascular diseases, it kind of mirrors that. So some of the risk factors include things like obesity, high cholesterol, history of heart disease, history of or current smoking. And there are a lot of symptoms which normally include types of foot sores or loss of leg hair. Sometimes there's painful leg cramping, resting leg pain, you know, after walking, and sometimes also numbness, weakness, or even heaviness in the legs or feet. And also, you know, the more and more that we research this, more than 40% of patients that actually have PAD are actually asymptomatic. So all of those symptoms that I just rattled off really don't apply. And a lot of these things are undetected and underdiagnosed. And when we think about that, if we do leave these types of diseases, specifically PAD, untreated or underdiagnosed, PAD can increase the risk of a various amount of health issues, which include heart attack, stroke. But one thing that is really highlighted by PAD is amputation.
Yeah. So that 40% number you said that individuals are asymptomatic, really important. So individuals who have these chronic diseases that you mentioned, you know, diabetes, obesity, that they should definitely be talking with their physician about the possibility of them developing peripheral artery disease. So you mentioned legs and amputation. So what is the Save Legs, Change Lives campaign?
Yes. So Save Legs, Change Lives is Johnson & Johnson's multi-year initiative at creating urgency and action to help address the hidden threat of PAD-related amputation. And particularly, like we talked about earlier in our conversation with patients with healthcare disparities, and we've seen this with data, especially among Black Americans, who are more than four times more likely than other Americans to have a PAD-related amputation. And I always like to impart or reemphasize, I should say, four times more likely with Black Americans than other Americans of having a PAD-related amputation, because we throw out a lot of statistics and we research a lot of different data points. And I think that one comes up the most. And it's very, very alarming. And when we talk about amputation-related, PAD-related amputation, you know, that is something that we're trying to prevent. And that's why having the education and having this initiative focused on helping those at risk of PAD across different areas are most important to us. So there are three type of focus areas that I just wanted to highlight, Dr. Storm, of Save Legs, Change Lives. One is we're trying to empower individuals and the community placed at an increased risk of PAD to change the trajectory of their health. That's the first thing, you know. So this is, you know, our company trying to go into the community. Number two is we're trying to collaborate with partners to break down the barriers to equitable care And those are community partners, those are partners in the hospital, those are partners in researchers. And the third thing is we want to drive research that uncovers system bias and propels change. So like what I mentioned before about research and what the crux of healthcare disparities are, there's a lot of system bias that we want to uncover and point out so we can actually move the needle in changing the trajectory of healthcare disparities in increased risk communities.
I mean, it's such a wonderful approach that not only are you really looking at peripheral artery disease and what you can do to save legs. I mean, that's, I love the motto, save legs, change lives. I think it's fantastic. But not only are you working on peripheral artery disease, but you're tackling healthcare disparities at the same time, which is just amazing. I mean, it's really amazing. So what is the importance of peripheral artery disease screening and what is involved in the screening?
Yeah, no, I think that's always something that as a healthcare company, I think it's important to impart the education on why something is needed. So we talked about having a higher rate of heart attack or stroke or even amputation. Those are the things that we want to prevent. And when we think about this disease, a lot of times when we are in the community, there's a lot of different feelings around what healthcare is or what screening is. So the first thing that we think about is the why. So we gave you the why. And if we think about it, we're looking into research, as many as 31% of the patients who have a non-traumatic amputation, so amputations that are more from a chronic diseases, do not actually receive PAD screening prior to their amputation. So that's almost one out of every three patients don't actually get screened. And it's important because what we found in medicine or specifically cardiology, screening is something that we can actually help because there are options at different stages of the disease state. And depending upon what disease we're talking about is depending upon how invasive a screening test is. And Dr. Storm, I know as an internist, you probably have talked about a lot of different screenings in cardiovascular disease and other different diseases, and people get scared of what this test is. And what I can say is the most common screening tool that we have to look at peripheral artery disease or PAD is what we call the ankle brachial index or ABI test. And it's very simple and it's non-invasive. So for those of you who are scared of needles or don't like being in an enclosed area, like an MRI has nothing to do with that. This is a screening that is a blood pressure cuff on your arms and legs. And it simply measures the blood pressure in the ankle and compares it with the blood pressure in the upper arm or your bicep area. And the patients or people that are undergoing the tests lie down and the blood pressure cuff inflates on the ankle and on the arms. And it takes about 10 minutes. And afterwards you get an ABI score. And, you know, to kind of simplify things, this score really tries to uncover whether your blood vessels are running smoothly to your legs and to your arms. And if these pressures are equal. If they are equal, that means it's usually indicative of there's not much or very little narrowing of the blood vessels. And if the test is a little abnormal, that may be indicative of either certain stages of peripheral artery disease. And that's when a healthcare provider or a specialist should be probably brought in to have the discussion of where the next step should be.
Yeah, I just have to agree. I do think some individuals are very fearful about getting that test done. But I just have to say, I've practiced many years in nursing homes, and you can understand that they're the most frail individuals in our world. That test is fairly quick and painless, especially for the nursing home residents. So, you know, it's fairly easy to do. And I mean, we'll have to say also seeing a lot of the the result, the manifestation of peripheral artery disease in the nursing home, you know, typically it's an ulcer develops on a lower extremity that doesn't heal. And that's typically in an individual that has not had any screening done. And then maybe it goes on to heal or not heal. And then if it doesn't heal, perhaps, you know, the individual is set up for an amputation. So screening is so very important to prevent that. Could you expand a little bit on the health disparities impacting peripheral artery disease care?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, when we talk about the different outcomes, you know, I think within cardiovascular disease, you know, we highlight heart attacks and strokes and different outcomes like that, which is super important and a very important outcome or a marker of different disease-related outcomes. But you know, with PAD, like we mentioned before, amputations is such a huge outcome that affects patients' quality of life. And to be honest, Dr. Storm, also the family members and the caregivers' quality of life. And each day there's more than over 400 amputations in the US, and PAD is the leading cause. And that's what, again, Save Legs, Change Lives is here to try to impart the education and the wisdom from the patient care level to the provider level and everywhere in between. Because like you mentioned in the nursing home, providers, you know, the internists, the providers, the specialists may know, but it's also helpful for some of the day-to-day caregivers, some of the family members to understand, or the nurse's aides or some of the nurses. And I call out my pharmacy brothers and sisters. You know, that's something that we can probably you know, look at more. And with those amputations, unfortunately, 70% of the people who have PAD-related leg amputations die within 3 years. And I don't know about you, Dr. Storm, but that mortality rate is enormous. If you look across other disease states, you know, post-event or post-sentinel event, you know, mortality at 70% is something, again, that we mark and we understand. But that's after an amputation. That's after this traumatic event. That's after all of this happens. So once again, we have to realize that we have to treat patients, and having this education out there, it's very, very important for people to understand why we're doing this and what these outcomes are. And I do want to re-emphasize, this is especially alarming for Black Americans who are, again, four times more likely than white Americans to have a PAD-related amputation. So these disproportionate rates of PAD-related amputation results in Black Americans have twice more likely to have PAD. And with less access to quality vascular care and greater risk of delays in care. And we see this across the board throughout the country. And unfortunately, these patterns are not a recent phenomenon. This isn't something that all of a sudden just happened. Like you alluded to, Dr. Storm, COVID and a few other different things that have happened within the country have really unearthed even more or exacerbated things. But this has not significantly changes over the last few decades. This has been around for a while. So that's why it's critical for Johnson & Johnson to aim to really advance this equitable care for individuals affected by PAD, and especially communities placed at risk for PAD through these actionable programs.
Yeah, and I don't think the word is out that this is preventable. I think especially for Black Americans that you said were so affected by peripheral artery disease, I don't think though it is widely known that this is some we can prevent amputations. And then, you know, if patients and families know that, then they can advocate for themselves. So how can people listening learn more?
Yes.
If so they're at risk.
So definitely what we, on top of all of the individual events that we do, so I'll get into that in a little bit, but one of the main things for the listeners and for people that want to learn more for themselves or family members is we have a website dedicated mainly for the community. But again, healthcare providers can access it. It's called SaveLegsChangeLives.com. And this is really to, again, have educational resources for patients, including we have a few easily downloadable resources. And one of them is a PAD risk assessment guide. And it goes over a few checkboxes, a few checklists of how you can kind of have your own self-assessment of, you know, going over what PAD is, some of the outcomes, and also how can we check if you may or may not have some sort of symptoms. And also, if, as we know, when we go see you in the office, Dr. Storm, or our providers, we don't know where to start. There's so many things that happen from, you know, from head to toe. So one of the things that we have tried to put in our website is a healthcare provider conversation guide. So this is for a community member or a potential patient. If they want to figure out how to start a conversation about PAD with their provider, it's an easy guide on how they can walk through that with their provider. And again, it's on SaveLegsChangeLives.com. You can access it through your phone. You can access it on your computer. But it's a really good resource, in my opinion, because there's so many different ways that there's so much information out there. And I think this website really curates a lot of important data points and a lot of important questions for the patient to answer and for them to digest a peripheral artery disease, because there's so much out there that really, like we hit on before, that people get scared of. But this, I'm hoping, and we have had feedback with this, I'm hoping can help people be more comfortable in getting the conversation started and being an advocate, like you said, for themselves or their family member about PAD.
Such a great resource. I encourage everyone, if you feel that you are at risk or you're interested in reading about peripheral artery disease or your risks of peripheral artery disease, I encourage you to go to the Save Legs, Change Lives website. Christopher Ewan, thank you so much for joining us today. It was invaluable information.
Thank you so much, Dr. Storm. I really appreciate it. If I can just emphasize one more thing before we close out, Dr. Storm.
Sure.
You know, we have the website, you know, we have our initiative in focusing on this. One thing that I wanted to emphasize, that I didn't really bring up is we do also use the data that we have researched, and we try to, in 2023, we have gone into, we've identified different communities that were most impacted by PAD care, whether it's amputation rates or revascularization rates. And we use this Medicare heat map PAD data. And we have gone boots on the ground, Dr. Storm, to these areas. We have had over 110 different screening events. So we have commissioned two mobile screening units, our Save Legs, Change Lives units. It's got a big branding on there. And there are two rooms in each one of these screening units. And we go into the communities with large health fairs or different community events. And we're going to screen different community members for free. And we have done about, like I said, over 110 different events all across the country this past year. And we also bring what we call our PAD educational programs. So we've also bring a current physician, and all of our speakers are African-American or Black. And we have brought them into senior centers, Black churches, and we have educated their parishioners or their community members on what PAD was. So it's like a very simplified version of what we talked about today to the community and what their options are. And I think it's nice because having somebody like a cardiologist or a internist talk to the community about PAD really meets them where they are. And I think that's been helpful in really having our grassroots efforts and being boots on the ground. And we also include our local partners. We partner with different local churches, senior centers, iHeartRadio, along with so many different micro-influencers. And I do also want to shout out, we have brought our Save Legs, Change Lives mobile screening unit to each of the African-American male wellness walks throughout the year. And we try to partner with them. And it's been helpful because we really go into different communities across the country, trying to screen the most at-risk communities, educating them on what we talked about today in preventing PAD and PAD-related amputations with our Save Legs, Change Lives initiative.
Oh, just fantastic in meeting people where they are. Are those, is the description of where the mobile units are, the mobile screenings, is that available on the website?
It's not available on the website. We're doing a revamp, and that's some of the input that we're trying to think about. But if there is any question on, you know, where our unit is, you can go to SaveLegsChangeLives.com. But if individually, you can also reach out to myself. We have a whole team of people that are looking into where the mobile unit is going to be. But again, if there's any questions, please go on the website. And there's so much information on how we can actually increase that awareness and education about PAD.
Fantastic. Christopher Ewan, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Storm. I appreciate
it. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Taking Healthcare by Storm, Industry Insights with Quality Insights Medical Director, Dr. Jean Storm. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you found value in what you heard, please consider subscribing to our podcast on your favorite platform. If you have any topics or guests you'd like to see on future episodes, you can reach out to us on our website. We would love to hear from you. So until next time, stay curious, stay compassionate, and keep taking healthcare by storm.